We're reading this afternoon from the Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Last week we contemplated the Psalm of the Cross. The 22nd Psalm contains painful and graphic descriptions of the agonies that Christ underwent in order that he might be our Saviour. As a consequence of the great work that he wrought in Calvary, Christ became the shepherd of his people. Consequently, there is a link between the 22nd Psalm and the 23rd. The suffering Saviour in turn becomes the shepherding Saviour. Therefore, David begins this song with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Of all the Psalms, this is the most famous. Furthermore, of all the chapters in the Bible, this is the most well known. For some, these are the first words of Scripture that they will learn. For others, these will be the last words that they will both hear and utter before they leave this world. There are those, dear people, who suffer from dementia. They could neither tell you the day of the week, nor could they recognize their loved ones. Yet they can quote the words of the 23rd Psalm. And that tells us that they are still very much comforted by it. This psalm contains very simple words, which are deeply profound, and which touch upon every area of life. 19th century Victorian preacher Alexander McLaren wrote this concerning the 23rd. "The world could spare many a large book better than this sunny little psalm. It has dried many tears and supplied the mould into which many hearts have poured their peaceful faith." End of quote. As David wrote these words, his mind was on God the Father rather than God the Son. He employs the name Jehovah for God in the Hebrew original. This was the holiest, most reverential of all the divine names. This was the name by which God revealed himself at the burning bush. It simply means, "I am." He is the God who does not change. Therefore, David was literally writing, "Jehovah is my shepherd." With the benefit of New Testament inspiration, however, we know that God shepherds his people through the ministry of his Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, we know that the one who is the shepherd here is Christ. Therefore, this psalm is messianic. Christ is in view in these beautiful words. How do I know that Christ is the shepherd? When we turn to John 10, we discover Christ's great revelation as the shepherd. The words of verse 11 are especially helpful. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He is the good shepherd who died for his sheep. Again in Luke 15, he is the shepherd who goes into the mountains looking for the one sheep who had wandered away. Such was his care and concern. He is the seeking shepherd who takes the interests of all his sheep seriously. It was, however, no badge of honour to be a shepherd. David knew this only too well. If a family needed a shepherd and they were unwilling or had insufficient means to pay a wage, they employed the youngest son. It was a task for the wee fella. The shepherd then worked long hours, often feeling lonely and experiencing cold nights. And if he lost one sheep, he had to make a count. There would be trouble. Whenever the Lord became our shepherd, he humbled himself. He took on a lowly position. We all know that sheep are not the cleverest of creatures. With a pea-sized brain, they really do need looking after. Likewise, we are more than foolish sheep. We are sinners. Yet Christ lowered himself to become the shepherd of a depraved race. He is the great shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and best of all, he is my shepherd. This was David's testimony. "The Lord is my shepherd. Is the Lord your shepherd?" Does he personally belong to you? Are you in his family? Are you in his flock? Are you trusting him? This is the real challenge of the 23rd Psalm. Have you a personal relationship with Christ? What does it mean to have Christ as your shepherd? It involves having and enjoying rest. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is a picture of supply and contentment. The Apostle Paul could write, despite all of his afflictions, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Restoration is another grace offered by the shepherd. He restoreth my soul. When we are sick of our sin, he heals us. He restores us to spiritual health. The good shepherd leads. He leads by still waters and he guides into paths of righteousness. We are so foolish. We need guidance and leadership from him. He is a comforter in the darkest of all places. The valley of the shadow of death is a place we dread. Yet David, when facing the end, said that he would fear no evil because the Lord would be with him. We all must die, but only the Christian will die in peace. There is victory and joy from the shepherd. David knew that he would enjoy a table of festivity in the presence of his enemies. They would not triumph over him. His cup would be overflowing with happiness and delight. His foes would be vanquished. This reminds me of Paul's words in Romans 8 concerning the Christian. We are more than conquerors, he said, through him that loved us. David knew that these blessings would be constant. Goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life, and after that he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a blessed hope. This is where the good shepherd is bringing his people, to heaven, to the celestial city, whose streets are paved with gold. Have you this hope? Is the Lord your shepherd? How can the Lord become your shepherd? How can you know that you're a member of his flock? You need to trust him. Remember, he's the suffering shepherd. He died for you on the cross, that he might be your pastoral shepherd, that he might care for you. But you've got to trust him. On the cross, he dealt with your greatest need, your guilt before a holy God. He shed his blood for you, and if you trust him, he will be your savior forever and ever. Is the Lord your shepherd? I pray that he will become your shepherd today. The Lord is my shepherd. I thank you so much for listening.